What about a great big pot? Well, I don't know how... Well, yeah, a pot that you can boil water in. Or maybe it's not even a pot, but something that you boil water in if you want to make coffee or tea or something like that. Not describing it right. Will you just name some different kinds of kitchen utensils, maybe?
You can boil water in any... most anything you put on a heat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a pot or if it's a pan or... Of course, this instant coffee now, you can put it in a pan of water and you got coffee right quick. But now, back when I was a boy, we had coffee mills up on the wall, you know. You'd pour your coffee beans in there. Mama would parch them in the stove. And you'd grind so much of that every morning for breakfast.
Well, now, where'd the coffee beans come from?
Yeah.
Did you all grow them too?
Or? No, they buy them at store. They buy them green, you know. I say green, I don't know if it's green, I don't think it was, but they would be in a, you've seen the bean, coffee beans. They'd be in good sized beans, and then they'd come in a big drum concern. You'd buy that for a pound. And then Mama and other women too would buy that coffee. They'd put the stove in it. Parts good and brown, then you'd grind it in a coffee mill.
Mm-hmm.
So you would make that into coffee. You'd
green.
But now you'd put it on the best I remember, we put it in a coffee pot. Maybe pour you some of that coffee grounds where you ground it. Put it in the top of your percolator and it perk up there, you know. Cooking, making it off of a wood stove. You know.
Well, did you put anything in the coffee, or did
the... Well, you could put sugar in it, and milk, if you wanted to, just as people do today. You could take it black, other people used to like coffee just like it was, you know, that's still today, but
brown.
Now, and a lot of people like milk, cream sugar in it, but now you could do that then, you could still do it. Like I say, this instant coffee, you can even boil your water and then put your instant coffee in, and you got coffee right quick. You know. Or even you can take a plug-in or something, I mean a coffee pot with a plug-in, just plug it into your receptacle on the stove anywhere, and put your instant coffee in the top of it, ground coffee in the top of it, and it'll perk up there. Next thing you got a cup of coffee, a pot of coffee. But that's about the nature I know of coffee. You know.
Well, will you talk a little bit about some other utensils and tools and things that your mother had in the kitchen? Things to eat with, things to stir with, different kinds of pots and pans. Just the things that she generally used in the kitchen.
No, I don't know much about that. I mean, what kind of...
What were they?
She had silverware, some the best I remember. I mean, knives and forks and stuff of that kind to eat. Cups and saucers to drink out of. And the old saying it had gourds to drink out of. Gourds. But I don't... As far as her kitchen, I mean, things of that kind, I know... Don't know too much about that. I mean, boy, you know. Of course, my older sister and all that cooked in the kitchen more than I did because I didn't know too much about washing the dishes or cleaning up in the kitchen. Didn't think much about it, but the girls did. For me, knowing what kind of pots and pans she had, I didn't know too much about that.
Well, did she have kettles, you know?
Kitchen
pots and kettles. I reckon so.